Welcome to Good Company for Wednesday, March the 30th, and we talk treehouses, forgiveness, and words and phrases we've been saying incorrectly our whole lives, or maybe not. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and I was saying something the other day, and somebody did a double take, and they're just like, Holly, that's not the way you say it. I said, my daughters are spitting images of me. And they said, no, it's spit and image. And I said, no, it's spitting image. So I had to do a little research, my friends. What do you think it is? Spitting image or spit and image? Well, technically, my friend was right. It's spit and image. It's based on the evolution of it being commonly used. People have been saying spitting image. It just kind of changed over time. Someone misheard it. It's like the game of telephone tag, right? Pick up the phone or your pretend phone and you whisper in somebody's ear and you say something by the end of the line. It's totally different. So yeah, I learned something new. And then it got me thinking about all the other words that I've either mispronounced, because I'm in radio, I mispronounce things all the time. You know me. Work in progress over here. And then also just some of the phrases that we just say incorrectly. So I'm curious to know, is there any particular phrases that you say incorrectly? I'm very curious. Let me know. 905-338-1250. Or something you thought was absolutely a shoo-in. Or was it a shoo-in? And you go to type it out and you're like, wait, is it shoe or shoe? Two O's or an O-E? What do you do? Well, if you know the answer to that one, let me know and I'll let you know if you're right. 905-338-1250. As we talk about some of those phrases that we've been mispronouncing or missaying or misspelling our entire life. I'm Holly Taylor, and check out faithstrongtoday.com, our main hub that gives you direct links to all of our social media sites, great articles covering all sorts of conversations that have to do with life and culture, our faith, and so much more. Plus, you can check out all the podcasts. They're listed right there in the podcast drop-down menu on the very front of the homepage. So lots there for you to encourage you in your faith. Again, check it out, faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor. Text message here from Anna. She says, it's shoe, S-H-O-O-I-N, Holly. It's not shoe, as in what you put on your feet. Anna, you are correct. No prizes for you today, but it is a shoe, as in like, oh. So there you go. Learning new things. Or this one, you've got another thing coming versus you've got another think coming. Guess what? Either way, you are right. So random. Okay, producer Mike, I know you like to write. I know you like words and phrases.
Yeah, I like words. Yeah,
hop on the mic. Yeah. Which one is it for you? A particular phrase that people say inappropriately or incorrectly?
Yeah, this is one that I caught myself saying incorrectly and only realized the correct way to say very recently. All intents and purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how long I'd been saying all intensive purposes, but that's what I thought it was for at least the first 29 years of my life.
What I love about that one is that people use it to like sound smart and then they're not using it right.
And then you're using it incorrectly. And everybody you ever thought you were being smart to, they got the exact opposite idea.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my goodness. I love it. OK, we'll add that to the list. Also, you're a car guy. So when you're driving on the signs, it'll say 60 something per hour. How do you say that word?
60 kilometers per hour.
And apparently it's actually kilometer.
Kilometers.
It's not kilometer.
That's the way the meteorologist says it. So they were right the whole time.
Yes, we were wrong. Oh my goodness. Or some people say often. It's just often. The T is silent.
How many more of these are you got? I'm writing them down. Do I have to change any more of my vocabulary, my vernacular?
Okay, let's do one more saying, and then we'll leave it there. This is a text message from Steve. He says, hunger pains versus hunger pangs, P-A-N-G. He says, growing up, he always thought it was like the pain of being hungry. It's almost like one of those phrases that kids say incorrectly, but you think it's so cute, so you never correct them. Then over time, everyone starts using it because it's actually pangs. It's a medical term referring to cramps caused by hunger. However, it is also still painful. So pain versus pang still works.
How many more generations do you think it'll be before we, or rather, how long do you think it'll take to mangle a certain phrase or saying into something completely different?
Oh, goodness, probably 2 days. Let's just call a spade a spade. So there you go, guys. We are learning new phrases or old phrases that we should be saying correctly. Oh, my goodness. Pangs versus pains. Interesting. Anyway, Mike, thanks for jumping on in.
Thanks for having me.
If you miss anything to do with Good Company, you can always check us out on demand using the My Joy Radio app for Google and Apple devices. Also, you can catch us via the podcast world. Wherever you get your podcast, just look for Good Company, and it is our condensed version of our show. So check it out if you missed anything or want to re-listen to some incredible conversations that we've been having with wonderful guests. But right now, I want to dive deep into the world of, yes, tree houses. I know you're thinking, really, Holly, a tree house? But let's just talk about this for a second. I recently was going through Instagram, and Seth from Need to Breathe, he and his wife build tree houses. They are incredible. They are these luxury tree houses for people to go, a whole different kind of experience, really. And there are other places now that are building these tree houses, a new kind of resort. You can head down to Tennessee. They've got 130 different tree houses that they are looking to build over the next few years in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. So that is the largest tree house resort in the world. Really? I mean, 130 tree houses? I'm sure a community has different little tree houses for the kids, but these are for adults. It's a whole new idea and a whole new way, I guess, of glamping. They're just taking it up a notch, taking the old tree forts that you made as a child and those tree houses and bring them up to not just the height, because you've grown since then, but also maybe your tastes, giving it a certain je ne sais quoi. It's incredible seeing some of these tree houses. Like, just think of a hotel in a tree. Amazing views. You can have customizable tree houses. Like, it's just such an enchanted look. It's like you are the Swiss Family Robinson. Do you remember that show back in the day? Just living in a tree house. I loved that show growing up. Anyway, so yes, tree houses. They are now a thing. And if you want to stay at one that was built by a celebrity, I think it's in South Carolina that Seth and his wife have their Bolt tree houses. So you can check those out and check them out on Instagram too. They're beautiful. It's on my bucket list. I want to go and stay in a tree house. It just looks so cool. I'm Holly Taylor. It's a Wednesday. We're actually doing a fun countdown to our 5th anniversary, if you can believe it. Johnny and I have been doing Why Me Project for almost 5 years. We're less than a month away from that mark. So we've got some fun things up our sleeves. Keep posted to our Instagram, which is at Why Me Project Podcast, as we've got some very thought-provoking questions for you that we will answer on an Instagram Live coming up on April 19th when we celebrate our birthday. We're turning 5. But for today, Jesse Sprinkle was our guest. His brother, Aaron Sprinkle, also heavily involved with the music industry. But Jesse doing a lot more than just music, an incredible drummer, father, and just overall key part in his community. So we dive into his life and just kind of the things that he's experienced. It was a really cool conversation. And then, of course, we talk Why Me moments. So check it out today. New episode of Why Me Project, the podcast that you can get wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you subscribe so you get the notifications so you don't miss our next episode. Unspoken love is everything we need on Good Company. I'm Holly Taylor. I love that. Love is everything we need. And I don't know if you had a chance to check out the Oscars over the weekend. I know it's Wednesday. And I just didn't really want to talk about what happened until now. Because now I feel like that moment that everyone was talking about between Chris Rock and Will Smith was all about the onstage violence, essentially. Will Smith going up on stage, hitting Chris Rock because Chris told a joke about his wife and it didn't land well. It wasn't appropriate. And that's not how we are supposed to handle situations, in my opinion. I mean, I don't go up and just slapping people randomly. Oh, man, it was just so sad to see. It truly was a moment that broke my heart because it just looked like there was a lot of pain, a lot of other things going on behind the scenes. So that's what I want to talk about, behind the scenes. There's actually an image of Will Smith standing with Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington. And Tyler Perry and Denzel have arms around him. And they're saying, anger is nothing more than an outward expression of hurt, fear, and frustration. When a brother needs help, we don't mock or judge a brother. We help a brother. We are our brother's keeper. And I just thought that it was a very powerful image. And then shortly thereafter, there were conversations with regards to Chris Rock apologizing about making that joke about Jada, Will's wife, and Will apologizing for how he responded, both issuing public apologies. Will saying, violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I am a work in progress. Chris also had a statement as saying, as a comedian, it can be difficult to understand which lines are to be crossed and which ones aren't. Last night, I crossed a line that I shouldn't have and paid an enormous price of my reputation as a renowned comedian. I hope that with time, forgiveness can come of the situation and we can all be better, more considerate people in the end. Chris Rock. So I do appreciate the conversations after. It was a moment. It was a very emotional moment, but it does look like both are publicly wanting reconciliation and forgiveness. And it just shows that it's okay to have emotions. We just have to figure out how to use them. And we will make mistakes in life. We're not always going to execute the steps appropriately when we feel hurt, angry, or frustrated. But in those moments, even though we can't take them back, we can still make amends. We can still be transparent and honest and vulnerable. And I think that's what both of these men did. So I'm not praising them for their behavior, but I am very impressed for the character that they are showing when they've been both knocked down. So I don't know. I'm kind of curious where other people stand on that one too, but I do appreciate that people are rallying around them in different sorts of ways. And it's such a great lesson. It's unfortunate that we have to learn lessons from difficult situations. Why couldn't everything been great? We learn the lesson there. But we learn our greatest lessons when we fall the hardest. Have yourself an incredible rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you again right here tomorrow on Good Company.